Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I am joined by Danny Lauer. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Megan.
And we are so excited to be here back for our first episode of season 7. How did that happen? How are we already here?
I know. Happy fall, Lakers.
Yes.
New school year.
Exactly. So we thought we would kick it off this season talking about working on campus because there are so many opportunities. At Grand Valley, there actually are over 4,500 students who work on campus throughout the year. So that could be many of you listeners. So you probably have heard, you know, some of the positions, people you might interact with on a daily basis on campus, like campus dining and front desk workers, maybe when you came to campus for your campus tour, right? Those are student employees. But we want to highlight a few more unique opportunities that you might not have heard of. So before we jump into the specifics there, Danny, do you want to kick us off with just kind of talking about why we might want to work on campus?
Absolutely. So there are many benefits to working on campus. Research actually shows that 10 to 15 hours of employment per week is often associated with a higher GPA and an increase in skills such as time management. I mean, that's pretty good.
Pretty excellent. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, another big one is just the flexibility with schoolwork. So, you know, being on campus, the jobs that are here are going to obviously know that you're a student and they know that you have a schedule, and that schedule often changes. And so they're going to be willing and able to schedule around your classes, your other commitments, and your academics are always going to remain the priority. And so that also means when Grand Valley is closed for holidays and breaks, you get work off. So huge perk there.
Right. You didn't even have to ask for time off.
Exactly.
Just give it to you.
It is automatic. Yes. And then, you know, another benefit of working on campus is location. So, I mean, who doesn't love a short commute to work or class? I know I really love just a very short commute.
Yeah, it's so helpful.
Seriously. And so having work right by where you live is something you might not even realize you're, you know, that's helpful until you don't have it anymore. So having your, you know, living situation, your job, your school all in the same area really decreases commute time, transportation costs. I mean, it's just a win-win overall.
It is. For sure. So speaking of wins, another win is that through your on-campus employment, you can meet new people, you can build your network because you're working on campus, obviously, which means you're working with your fellow students. And I know it's been such a joy in the Career Center. We have many student employees and we see friendships develop. We see these students coming back to us after they're done working here because of that sense of belonging that they felt in the Career Center. And I think you will find that in many, many places on campus. It also lets you work more closely with faculty and staff on campus in such a different way than a faculty relationship. Your professor who's teaching your class, that's a very different relationship than when you are working side by side. So those people can become mentors. It can potentially lead to future opportunities. You kind of never know where that can go, but the networking that happens is very beneficial. And then lastly, it is a great way to get your first related experience and start to build your resume. So no matter where you end up working on campus, your job is going to help you develop those professional skills. It's going to help you to gain experience that you might include on your resume. You know, some of the general ones would be like communication, problem solving, customer service, time management, leadership. But you might also be a little more strategic in your on-campus employment and say, yeah, I want to work in a particular area that is pretty aligned with what I want to do in the future. And we're going to give you lots of ideas for that.
Absolutely. And so today we're going to break down some specific student employment opportunities that fit within each of our career communities here in the Career Center. And there just are so many jobs. So whether you're searching for something in more of a customer service role or an internship, there truly is something for everyone. And so to help us dive in a little bit deeper to these on-campus jobs, we have a special guest here with us today, Molly Landa. Molly is a graduate assistant here in the Career Center, and she's had a number of on-campus jobs. So she is going to talk to us a little bit more about her experiences.
Hi, everyone. Yes, like Danny said, I am Molly. I am currently in grad school here at Grand Valley. Before this, I was also done my undergrad here at Grand Valley. I got a Bachelor of Arts in Communication Studies and a minor in writing. And during my 4 years here, I managed to work in 6 different student employment opportunities.
That's a lot.
Yes, as you can tell, I found one and I loved it so much. I just kept going. But yeah, I, once again, loved it so much that I decided to come back to Grand Valley to get my master's in higher education, college student affairs leadership. So I want to not only keep working on campus in my undergrad, but then I got my master's in it as well. So I'm always going to be working on campus. And then, yeah, I'm a graduate assistant now in the Career Center. This is my 3rd school year here in the office. So they
can't get rid of me, I like to say.
But yeah, it's been a great experience, and I'm excited to talk about all that here today.
Awesome. Okay, so we are going to kick it off with our first career community, and we're going to start with business. So one of the positions on campus you might not have heard of before is the Money Smart Peer Mentor within finance. And so these student workers are located in the Office of Financial Aid and Scholarships. They advise students on financial topics such as budgeting, student loan repayment, understanding credit reports, and wealth building. And so if you're interested in financial literacy, teaching other people about finances, and, you know, even gaining some public speaking and financial advising skills, this would be just a really great position that you might be interested in. And so Molly also had a job where she was involved in something related to the business career community. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so let me think. My last semester here at Grand Valley, I worked in the Office of Student Life, or the Promotions Officer, the same thing, as an involvement assistant. And this was a really heavy marketing position. So if you're into marketing, this is a great job for you to look at. Pretty much all I did was I went to really fun events. Like, I got to work Campus Life Night. I got to work, I guess I would have been able to work the spring concert if I was still there, but I graduated. But events like that, and you go and you just help out with that. And then when you're not working events, you're just tabling around campus, talking to students about potential involvement opportunities that they can do, whether it's going to these events or it's joining student organizations. And another really fun thing that I got to do is sit in on the weekly or bi-weekly marketing meeting. So I got to talk to them about social media posts that they were thinking about doing or other ways to get students involved on campus. So it was nice because I was the student perspective in this meeting. So talking about, this is what students are liking, this is what they're not liking, and if we're trying to reach out to more students, from just a student's perspective, this is what you should be doing.
Awesome.
Sounds like a great job, and just so many ways to improve communication skills and, yeah, really build some good resume points there. So perfect. Okay, we are going to move on to our next career community, which is communications and the arts. And one job we have available on campus that fits within this community is a costume assistant. I had no idea.
Yeah, I learned this as well.
I know. Love this it. Sounds so much fun. So if you have a desire to work in theater, art, dance, even fashion, then a job in the costume shop might be a perfect fit for you. This role is responsible for keeping stock of inventory, repairing garments as needed, and assisting the costume manager with any of their projects. So you might be somebody who's good at following directions. You might be interested in sewing, or just even want to experience, you know, something within the arts and get paid for it. I mean, Sounds like a great opportunity.
It does. I would be absolutely horrible at it. I'm terrible at sewing, yeah. But maybe other parts of the job I could do.
Same. Yeah. I don't know if this would be for me, but yeah, it sounds really fun and exciting. So, Molly, do you want to share a little bit about your position that fits within this community?
Yes. So for about a year during my undergrad, I was a campus tour guide, which is a pretty well thought of student employment opportunity. And that was my first on-campus job that I ever had. And I had so much fun with it. I absolutely loved it. But I learned so many skills there that I didn't even realize I needed to learn until I was even reflecting on it. I'm like, oh, this is where I learned a lot of those important skills I now use. One is just, of course, public speaking. You're speaking in front of a group. You're talking and walking. So it's also a great workout.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Love to
some steps in.
Mm-hmm. Hour-long walks while talking. Man, that's I recommend it. There's also a little bit of marketing and even a little bit of sales in there, too, because you are advertising Grand Valley and talking about your experiences. So there's a little bit of that, as well as interpersonal skills. You want to build relationships, and you only have an hour to build relationships with anywhere from one family to I had up to 15 families tour at once. So there's also that really quick relationship building, and then also keeping the group engaged and tailoring your communication to a certain group. One story may be an absolute hit with one group, but another group may not need to hear that information. So you also have to be able to gauge where what the group likes and what they want to hear, and so that they have the experience that they want.
Such a good point. Fun fact, that was one of my on-campus jobs when I was a student, and it was so much fun. Learned a ton, got really comfortable just talking to bigger groups of people, and that has served me well in my career. So
it's not gonna ever hurt.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Exactly. And you learn so many fun facts about campus,
about your school.
It's fun during like trivia with friends.
That's amazing.
Okay, so moving on to our human and public service career community. So you might have heard of the Sustainable Agriculture Project, excuse me, here on campus, and they offer internships. And so you might have heard it called the SAP, and it's a physical place here on campus, and it's actually a scientific station. And students go there to research plants, the environment, human-environmental interactions, systems thinking, community, and they actually get to sell the things that they grow. I have a little pot of honey. From the bees that they were keeping.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And they offer over a dozen internships to students. Some of them are for like florals, food access, compost, soil and water, equitable food. So they offer anything from event planning, marketing, even videography internships. And even if you're not interested in an internship, or maybe that's not something you need at the moment, they also have open volunteer hours every week. So
Oh, that's a hot tip.
Yeah. Nice. So maybe you have a green thumb and you just want to get some volunteer hours in. I could actually go and learn from these people because all my house plants are really struggling.
Oh, it's hard.
Yes. So I could use some good tips and maybe get some volunteer hours. So Sustainable Agriculture Project, or the SAP, right off campus. Great place. So, all right, Molly, you have a great example for this career community. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so also during my last semester of undergrad here, I worked in the alcohol and other drugs office as a peer educator. So my role there was, once again, just exactly what it sounds. I would educate my peers on alcohol and drug safety. And that's a little bit more of a sensitive topic that you have to figure out how to communicate in a certain way, because you don't know how people are feeling about that topic. So I helped a lot with marketing and event planning. But a part of that was also learning, how are we going to do this in a way that engages students? Because it is a sensitive, and also not a lot of college students want to come to an office to talk about appropriate alcohol and drug safety. So how are we going to get students here, communicate a message in a way that makes sense for them, and also not be shameful, not have them be embarrassed for coming into our office?
Great. All right. Well, you're 3 for 3 in career communities. I think I might have found one you don't have something to tell us about, and that is for STEM. So the opportunity there that we wanted to highlight was actually in the Atomic Object Technology Showcase, which is within the library in Allendale, is where you would actually be working. And the roles they have, there's a few of them, but one of them is an emerging technology specialist. And that role is someone who's working in that showcase to provide faculty, staff, and students with an immersive and engaging environment where they can interact, discover, learn, and share how innovative emerging technologies can enhance teaching and improve student learning at GVSU. So they offer all sorts of workshops. They have a maker space where maybe you want to try out 3D printing. Lots of ways to explore technology, really get hands-on. And the students who are doing that are the ones kind of providing that instruction and helping people to test all these great things out. So it's a great opportunity because students from any major can work in the showcase and educate others on effective uses of the technology. All right. And because Molly is such a slacker, I'm going to go on to the next career community where I think she actually might have two to tell us about. But the next career community is education. And for this one, we thought it would be fun to highlight our knowledge market where students can apply to be a research consultant. So these consultants help other students, help their fellow students with library research. That could include brainstorming and narrowing topics, finding quality information, including peer-reviewed and scholarly sources, avoiding plagiarism, citing sources, you know, all those things that are a little tricky as a college student that you might just want a little bit of help on. And those research consultants are trained very, very well. So you yourself would be jumping into a position where you're going to get a ton of professional development. And this job also allows you to build active listening, peer mentoring, group facilitation skills. These are all things that are, yeah, just really valuable within the field of education. So Molly, hit us with your next job.
Yes, I actually had two jobs within the education career community because I was an education major for about the first 2 years of my undergrad. The first one, which I think is pretty well known within the education community, is K-12 Connect Tutoring, which is virtual tutoring for, at the time when I was there, it was just elementary to middle schoolers, but I think now they've expanded it to high school.
Nice.
And I did math tutoring for students, which was really beneficial because I was working with students, one, virtually, so I was learning how to keep students engaged in a virtual environment when they were distracted by about a million things at home. And then also working with parents. I had a lot of parent communication, making sure their kids were on time for appointments, if there were some technology issues, and also if I just needed to talk to parents about the students' progress. So I learned a lot about that too, because in education, working with parents is something you're always going to do. So how do you communicate with them in a professional way? Another job that I worked, which is a little, I don't want to say newer, but I didn't learn about it till later in my college career, was Rep 4, which is a summer program Grand Valley puts on, which it's like a conference almost. They bring in high schoolers from primarily low income areas, and they give them this opportunity to talk to college students. I was a student mentor, so I had a bunch of students come talk to me about my experiences at Grand Valley and any problems that I see, and they would have to implement design thinking and come up with a solution for that. And in return, after going through this conference, they got admitted into Grand Valley, and they also got free college tuition. So I got to work with high school students and got to share my own college experience. And then I also walked them through the design thinking process of, okay, I have a problem. What are the stages to figure out that solution? And then also just sharing my own college experience with them, with students who a lot of them also were or will be first generation students. So just being a mentor in that way as well, and sharing my experiences and how Grand Valley is just a great option, and that I'm happy that they are in that conference.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, two very unique and great opportunities there. And then our final career community, last but not least, is healthcare. And here we wanted to showcase a couple of things, one being research experience with faculty. So we have many, many opportunities for students to work on campus doing research. The Office of Undergraduate Research and Scholarship, which is a program within the Center for Undergraduate Scholar Engagement, lots of words there, provides support for undergraduates who want to pursue research and creative practice within their discipline. We actually go really, really in depth on undergraduate research back in season 6, episode 4. So check out that episode to learn more. But these are often paid positions where students are getting a chance to really test out what it's like to work in their particular discipline. We heard of one particular project where a student was actually collecting saliva for some experiment. So, you know, you never know where that research is going to bring you. And then the other quick one I wanted to mention within healthcare is called the Scribe Academy, where you actually are first in a kind of a training program where you're learning how to document patient care. Basically, you're doing notes. So you're learning how to work alongside a healthcare provider and doing the documentation for them. So you kind of are a part of this academy first, and then you are offered employment after that. So that's a really excellent option for kind of working on campus, but then transitioning off campus.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I just, with these opportunities too, especially within healthcare, so many of our healthcare students might be going on to graduate programs, medical school, and these are phenomenal experiences that you can work towards for those applications when it comes time. And so, you know, definitely building your resume, getting good experience within the healthcare field, and getting research experience, phenomenal for those applications.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, great. Okay, and this podcast would not be complete if we didn't also put a plug in for working in the Career Center, of course. We have about 15 student employees at any given time from a variety of majors who work in our office. So we have student assistants who are working at our front desk, helping with operations and various projects. Another role are our career connectors, which are peer advisors who help in our career lab as peer advisors, doing some of those drop-in appointments. And then we also have really great interns in various areas, marketing, events, data, lots and lots of really, really good opportunities. So definitely check out our opportunities as well. And Molly, I think your last one that you're going to share with us today is one you've been doing for a while with us. You've been a career connector.
Yeah, I have been a career connector. I was a career connector for about 3 semesters, so a year and a half, roughly. That's where I started, and I found my love for higher education. And like I said, I'm staying here during my master's as a graduate assistant. And I loved being a career connector. It really taught me how much I value working in a team. I feel like I never really had that before my other positions. And just everyone who I worked with, from the career advisors, my supervisors, are just so supportive. They still are. And it just really helped me grow, not only professionally, but personally. Everyone wanted to see me succeed, and they wanted to make sure that I was performing well at this job, also performing well outside of school. But I love being a career connector. I'm actually starting to supervise them. So I feel like now.
What a great thing.
I know. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's a full circle moment, that what we would call
it. It will be.
It will be, kind of, when I graduate. Yeah. But I love the work that our career connectors do. They really do so much for us day to day, and it may just be like, oh, it's a quick 10-minute resume drop in, but that really does helps out students so much, and Career Center would not be where it is without them.
I totally agree. Cool. All right. So hopefully that has gotten you just a little bit of insight into some of the cool, little bit more unique student positions on campus. Well, thank you so much, Molly, for being here. And yeah, Danny, you kind of want to round us off a little bit with how can students find and apply?
Absolutely. Right. So we wouldn't just tell you about all these amazing jobs and then not give you, you know, the how do I actually go ahead and do this? And so earlier this year, maybe you already know this, but Grand Valley transitioned into a platform called Workday, and that's where all of our on-campus jobs are posted. So we are going to go ahead and link that in the show notes, and all you need to do is log into Workday with your Grand Valley credentials. Once you're in, you're going to go ahead and click the student employment opportunities in your apps, and then you'll be able to see the available positions. And then another strategy, so that's one way to do it, right? But you can actually look at specific departments or office websites and see if they have student employees. A lot of them have their student employees listed. You can see who's working there. You might even know somebody who works in that office. You never know. And sometimes those offices might have an application right on their website, or you can email them to inquire about jobs. And kind of that being said, too, I mean, go into an office, ask if they're hiring, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's an office you frequent often. Maybe it's your advising center. Maybe it's your major department and all the faculty are there, right? And maybe you just want to get more involved. So stop in, ask if they're hiring. Even if they're not, this is a really good way to make a connection, get information, network. Maybe that will benefit you in the future. So yeah.
I think that's absolutely true. And also, just so everybody who's listening is aware, yes, it's work day. That is for student employment opportunities, but we still have Handshake as well as a platform. And this is where you will want to go for pretty much everything else, right? So jobs, internships. I will say it can still be a great platform to look for on-campus internships. There often will be departments on campus who are maybe posting both in Workday and Handshake. So continue to look in Handshake for opportunities as well. Just didn't want to leave out poor Handshake in here.
Yes. Handshake, still a great resource.
Yes, yes.
Lots of opportunities there.
And many other things in Handshake too that you can do.
Absolutely.
As opposed to Workday. So
yes.
Definitely you want to still be in there. Great. Okay. So hopefully you all have learned a lot about what an on-campus job is, how to apply, and hopefully your mind, yeah, has been opened a little bit to all the different opportunities. So I just want to say thank you one more time to Molly for joining us.
Thank you so much, Molly.
And as always, if you have any questions about applying for jobs, writing resumes, any of the things that you might need to do to get ready to apply for an on-campus job, please feel free to stop into Career Lab. We would be so happy to help. You can find our hours on our website, which we will link in the show notes. So thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.